All right, so Slackaholic writes that he's been puzzled by China and Korea's domination of Olympic table tennis, pistol shooting, and StarCraft tournaments. And if Team America sends someone to compete, they're often of Chinese or Korean heritage, like David Shuang. So it might be a question, Slackaholic speculates. It might be a question of exposure to the activity, but could it be something biological? And the bottom line is that South Asian countries do have a niche in the Winter Olympics, short track speed skating. In response, I think the irregular search for truth, the editors have said that we must rescind our previous comment that the Winter Olympics were dominated by Northern European and Western countries, and now we must state that the Winter Olympics are dominated instead by Northern European, Western, and Southern Korean countries. What about this other point? Is domination in table tennis, pistol shooting, and StarCraft tournaments something unique to the East Asian genome,
I think it's highly likely.
or
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like they do dominate at the StarCraft, and
I wasn't aware of that actually. I haven't been paying attention to the StarCraft scoreboards.
I think Slackaholic, from what I know of him, I think he's very, very familiar with the StarCraft arena.
Oh, you've played him, have you?
Oh, I haven't played him, but I've heard stories of his prowess.
Oh, wow. His reputation precedes him.
It does, it does.
I've never seen his SIG.
I don't know that you're
here's
using that right.
Slackaholic writes with a question.
Oh my God. Can you read it again?
E relationships. Can they just migrate to actual relationships? He asks, should he invite his best Warcraft buddies, who he still keeps in touch with over email, to his wedding?
Right.
Your thoughts on that one?
I would say if you have a question, just don't. That's, I mean, like from my point of view, like from like a wedding, like person who's planning a wedding, I would just, I mean, if you're gonna stick to your guns, so to speak, or your rail gun, or your I don't know what they use in StarCraft.
Warcraft. That's what he says, his Warcraft buddies.
Oh, it's Warcraft buddies. Well, then maybe if they're orcs or something.
Yeah, I was thinking, elves.
Did we even? Oh yeah, we did. Okay, I was worried that we weren't recording still.
Boop. So,
But
elationships.
I think this is going back to when we were talking about there's a lot of like sort of gravity, and you have to like sort of like maintain these relationships, and there's a lot of like you sort of owe people. If you are,
Online.
well, what, remember we were talking about when. You like, for example, if you lend your neighbor like flour once a year, then you don't really owe them a lot. But like, for example, if you help somebody move, then okay, you have definitely like stepped up your game in terms of where you are in that friendship. And if they come back with a really big favor or a really big like request, it's like, yeah, you're kind of like bound to that because it's like there's sort of
It's
this.
this ancient Greek theory of reciprocity.
There you go. And it's like in the same way. Like in terms of e-relationships, if somebody's always like responsive to your emails or always sort of like there on the chat boards or like if you played Warcraft together and you guys like email back and forth, they are a part of your life and they are like somebody that you keep in touch with. So now does that translate into your real life? I mean, if you're getting married and you consider them a friend, then wouldn't you want them there? So I mean, I would say yeah, but at the same time.
What if you've never met them in real life before?
That would be almost more reason to invite them.
Maybe what you should do is have a wedding ceremony on the World of Warcraft.
Or just like broadcast it on the internet.
There you go. But I mean, would they be really disappointed if they realized that, you weren't a dwarf? Or they're like, oh my God, I thought he was an elf mage.
Well, people get disappointed, but that's what's gonna happen. Whenever you meet IRL in real life,
IRL, what's IRL?
in real life,
Oh, IRL, yeah.
I think there's always sort of like this.
I thought you meant whenever you meet IRL in real life.
Oh, no, no.
Like,
IRL.
Like that's something.
Left paren
in real life. Internet relationship loser.
Yeah, so whenever you meet this person, Ira Riley Logan,
mm-hmm.
you're always disappointed with Ira's appearance.
Because, he's totally disappointing.
Yeah, like when you meet him, you think, oh, he'll be some way or the other. Or, you know, you're imagining him to look kind of like you think he does.
But he'll have 6 ward spells. I've actually never played World of Warcraft. I don't know what that is.
But, I mean, anyway, I would say if you have space, then go ahead and invite him. But I feel like the problem with weddings is there's so many people to invite.
You know what? You should put them at the same table, and you should ask them to show up in Warcraft garb. And then if you wore, you know, say you're getting married and you're wearing your tuxedo, but you have at your side, you know, the Sword of Destiny, that would be pretty good. Like a nod to table 8. You know, like, hey guys, I'm wearing the Amulet of Fire and the Sword of Destiny here.
Wow, you're really you're like knocking these guys out.
I read some fantasy literature when I was a kid. I can come up with bad names.
The Blue Dragon defeating the armies of
Blue Dragon
Elzegard.
That's just a color. Okay. Elzegard's good though. You win.
You know what? Actually, when I was growing up as a kid, all the streets around my house mm-hmm. were named after places in Lord of the Rings.
That's like up this community up in Davis.
Is it?
Also, yeah, it's weird.
So I lived on Aaronwood Court, and it was off of like Brandybuck Lane.
Wow.
And Isengard.
That's a trip.
So, somebody got like a real like nerd pleasure out of this, you know? Yeah, like probably yeah. like nobody else realized it. Like all the probably 80% of the people who lived there were like, well, these are all weird names, but whatever, right? And mm-hmm. then my dad actually pointed out to me. And I didn't realize it until I had read it much later. And then he mentioned it to me. Oh, remember those old streets we used to live on? They were all Lord of the Rings. I'm like, oh my God, really? Oh, yeah.
What town was that?
In San Jose.
Oh, wow.
Just down by Capitol Expressway.
Huh. That's interesting because I noticed that riding my bike through this area up in Davis a few years ago, I was like, wait a minute. This is like Mordor Lane or something.
Mordor Lane.
I don't know if there was Mordor, but that would be kind of depressing.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to live on Mordor.
Like, yeah, it's like calling your street like Hellhole or something.
All right.
Anyway, Slackaholic, thank you for writing in with your input.
Your $5 will be forthcoming.
Yeah. We appreciate your questions and your participation in the Irregular Search for Truth. Maybe next time we'll answer your questions more thoroughly. But for now,
thank you so much for sending.
Let's sign off. This has been the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
And I'm Sachin.
Take it easy.